KORN News Radio Sports. It's Friday, February 6th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. One of the closest NFL MVP races of the past two decades last night, as Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford would barely edge out New England quarterback Drake May for his first ever MVP award. It was the closest race since Steve McNair and Peyton Manning tied for the award back in 2003. Stafford received 24 of the 50 first place votes, while Drake May of New England, he got 23 of the first place votes. New England's Mike Vrabel beat out Jacksonville's Liam Cohen for NFL Coach of the Year. Vrabel, now the seventh coach ever to win it with two different teams. He won it previously with Tennessee. Cleveland's Myles Garrett was the unanimous choice for Defensive Player of the Year after he set an NFL record with 23 sacks this past season. San Francisco's Christian McCaffrey becomes the first running back to win Comeback Player of the Year in 24 years, while Panthers wide receiver Tatario McMillan, he ran away with the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year award. Also yesterday, the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced their class of 2026 with five players, including former South Dakota State kicker and a New England Patriot Indianapolis Colt Adam Vinatieri. Adam Vinatieri elected to this year's Pro Football Hall of Fame. He'll be joined by Saints quarterback Drew Brees, Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. They received enshrinement on their first year of eligibility. Also, former Carolina Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly, their second year of eligibility. And then rounding out the class, former San Francisco running back Roger Craig, who was a senior finalist. Tarek Skubal has won his salary arbitration hearing with the Detroit Tigers, as the two-time Cy Young Award winner will be paid a record $32 million this year instead of the $19 million that the Tigers offered. Toronto first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr. held the previous record for the highest salary in an arbitration case, as he made just under $20 million in 2024. The Milwaukee Bucks will hold on to a former NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo as the NBA trade deadline passed yesterday. Despite the rumors, Milwaukee will keep Giannis. He's been out, though, with an injury since last month. The deadline, though, was very active across the NBA. There were 28 trades this past week, including 18 of them yesterday, which is the most in 20 years. On the court last night, the LA Lakers would defeat the Philadelphia 76ers 119-115 thanks to Austin Reeves, who had 35 points in just 25 minutes. Lakers would overcome the departure of Luka Doncic with a left leg injury. Doncic limped to the locker room with just 3 minutes left in the first half. San Antonio would defeat Dallas 135-124. Victor Wembanyama with 29 points and 11 rebounds for the Spurs. Dallas rookie number one pick Cooper Flagg with his fourth consecutive 30-point game last night. He had 32 to extend his NBA record for consecutive games with at least 30 points for a teenager. Flagg still just 19 years old. Charlotte rookie Con Knipple had 24 points to help the Hornets defeat Houston 109-99. That extends Charlotte's winning streak to 8 games. That is their longest since 1999. The shorthanded Golden State Warriors would erase a 14-point deficit in the fourth quarter. They come from behind to defeat Phoenix 101-97. Brandon Ingram with 33 points. Toronto over Chicago 123-107. Toronto with 31 wins on the season. They've already eclipsed last season's total. Orlando over Brooklyn, 118-98. Also, Atlanta would defeat Utah on a last-second jumper by Nickeil Alexander-Walker, 121-119.